This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The U.S. Department of Justice will be in Springfield, Illinois tonight for a listening session on healing relations between law enforcement and Black communities. This follows the death of Sonya Massie. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports Massie was fatally shot earlier this month by then Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson. She had called 911 to her home for help. Sangamon County prosecutors, the sheriff, mayor, council members, and civil rights leaders are all invited to tonight's meeting. Since the shooting, members of the community and Massie's family have hosted several protests, including a memorial rally yesterday. They want to see reforms in police hiring and training. They're calling for the Sangamon County Sheriff to step down. Insurance plans in Illinois will have to cover pregnancy, postpartum, and newborn care from doulas and midwives. This is part of Illinois' so-called Birth Equity Initiative. It was signed into law today. Democratic State Senator Lakeisha Collins says Black women are far more susceptible to pregnancy complications, and she says this measure will help them access more options.
Together, we have broken yet another barrier, rewriting the wrongs of history and ensuring that this cycle of systemic racism and oppression ends. And now they have option to birth their babies at homes or at a center, which is deeply rooted in our history.
The measure also helps fund community birthing centers, changes certain Medicaid reimbursement rates, and starts a diaper pilot program. Most of the law takes effect in 2026. Some midwife services will be covered starting next year. The new CTA Damon Green Line station will open August 5th, just in time for the Democratic National Convention. Block Club reporting the stop at Lake and Damon will close the gap between the California and Ashland stations. The stop is pretty close to the United Center. It will be fully accessible to riders who have mobility issues. The U.S. men's basketball team's upcoming Olympic opponent, South Sudan, has a surprising Chicago connection. Former Chicago Bulls all-star Luol Deng is the president of the South Sudan Basketball Federation. Sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout tells WBEZ's Reset that Deng built South Sudan basketball from the ground up en route to the team's first Olympic appearance.
He and his family had to be refugees from Sudan during their civil war. He decided that he would take his money that he earned in the NBA and he would build a basketball program. They had no courts. They were war-torn. He built a basketball court. He put his money into it.
The U.S. recently faced South Sudan in an exhibition game and eked out a one-point win in the game's final seconds. Team USA faces Sudan Thursday afternoon. And the Chicago White Sox are trading away outfielder Tommy Pham and pitchers Eric Fetty and Michael Kopech ahead of the trade deadline. The three-team trade will send Pham and Fetty to the St. Louis Cardinals. Kopech goes to the Dodgers. The Sox will receive outfielder Miguel Vargas and two prospects in return. Weather, cloudy, it's windy, some sunshine, warm and humid, a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a tiny chance for showers and thunderstorms, a low near 70, and sunny and hot tomorrow with a high near 90. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.